Hello, Jack speaking.
Hey Jack, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Hey, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Week's off to a good start, so I can't complain. I just wanted to give you a call here and actually follow up. We had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was actually based off some good borrowing history you had with Stearns Bank a few years back. But it looks like we were able to get you pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around 250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the business and see if there were any needs or plans in the near future we might be able to help you out
Yeah,
with.
actually, yeah, because all of my equipment got destroyed in this flood.
Really?
And the thing is, though, the guy came out on Friday. I just need to make sure that they're going to deadline everything. I mean, sewer water got in it, I would think, but it's going to clear off all of my equipment.
Really?
And yeah, I'm going to need some, exactly what you're talking about, some equipment and some. Maybe a little working capital until I can get everything squared up. We've been working in this house for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, how's
Really
it been
haven't
out?
made a dime. I've got my crew out on a big commercial job that we had just to try to pay the bills for a few months, but it's as far as I'm not even able to go out and do anything right now.
No, I definitely get the situation there. We are actually able to move here pretty quick. We can get you improved in right around 24 hours and get you funded in 48. So if you were looking to bring this on fairly soon, it's definitely
Yeah, but
something
what
we.
how does that work? I mean,
Yeah, so I'll kind of just give you a quick breakdown of it. It's just basically three things that we look at. It's just your time in business, your credit, and then your gross annual sales. Those are basically the three big factors that we look at. For the capital, it's the majority of the weight is on the gross annual sales, and for the equipment, the majority of it's on the credit. Obviously, we look at other factors for both programs, but those are kind of the big weighted two. How much equipment there were you looking to bring on?
Chad, I had $200,000 worth of equipment,
Wow, and
but
all of it.
I may not go back with as much equipment as I did before. I've already went out and paid cash for a dump trailer that they needed, but I'm gonna need a work truck. I'm gonna need a new Bobcat. I'm debating whether or not to go back with a small Bobcat or a tractor. I don't know yet. My mind is just not super clear. I want to get all this other stuff taken care of, and then we just about, yeah, the parish isn't going to come do nothing. We got everything ripped out of our house. We got everything burned in the backyard, and we're cleaning up the outside and getting our stuff situated. And
Wow.
so we're almost to a point to where it's just waiting on contractors. And but I mean, whatever you think, I mean, whenever you say working capital, how much working capital could I use, or is it strictly equipment?
So on the capital side, we're usually able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue, and it's unsecured cash. There's no collateral. There's no down payment you have to make. So you can use it however you see fit.
What's the interest rate on all this?
That's just going to depend on kind of which program you choose, the length of the term. There's a lot of factors that go into that. Just because we're not like a nationwide bank that just posts a number on a window and then make you jump through hoops and paperwork to see if you qualify for that. We're actually able to accommodate businesses of all different sizes. So we have tons of different rates and programs there for you. If you don't mind me asking there, what were your sales like last year?
I think everything we grossed to 400,000.
So
I could have done more. It's just I actually work a full-time job too. I make 60,000. I'm an IT. I have
Oh,
five
really?
degrees. I'm an IT admin for LSU, and
Wow.
I'm a state licensed arborist, and I have this equipment. I have a crew that goes out, and I do stuff on the side myself. But pretty much any day I'm off, I work. So I mean, it's a constant. I've got a real good command on the internet and how to advertise and that kind of stuff. And I get more business. Hell, I've had my advertising off for 3 months. I get so much business just from repeat customers and such.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's actually really impressive there, especially in your industry. Loyal repeat business there is pretty crucial, huh?
Yeah, I mean, in this area, there's a lot of wooded debris. I like to think that, we've been in business for a while, and we take care of our clients. People trust us. You know, we're not going to go over there and try to rip people off. I've had people tell me before they won't let anybody else go over there because this is what happens. This is the MO. They go over there, tree guy, they won't have the money up front, and either they don't show up or they mess something up and they know they're not going to get the rest of the money, so they leave.
I don't accept
any money until the job's done and they're happy with work that's been performed. So.
I gotcha. You got a good business model over there then.
Yeah.
Good, man. How long have you guys actually been in business?
Eight to ten. I started this business many moons ago for my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
I got an MBA, and I wanted to invest in a business anyway, and so we started this. I had to get rid of him along the way. Some of these guys got habits I won't deal with.
Yeah.
So I've had to get rid of him, but I saw how much money it can make, so
yeah.
I got people that actually work for me now.
There you go. Yeah. Growing the business there. That's good, man.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to get any – I'm bigger than I really want to be anyway because a lot more liability. Whenever I go out there, I know what's going to get done. If something gets tore up, it's because I tore it up. Some of these guys, man, they just make stupid mistakes. They tear up something on the trailer or something, and I got to get it fixed. It's just irritating.
Yeah. No, yeah, I definitely get it. For the sales there, $400K, on the working capital side, a ballpark here would probably be able to free up anywhere from about, I'd say, 35 to 50K there on the capital. Equipment, there's not really a cap per se. It's just more based off credit, and if you have cash flow, then we feel you can front it.
I've had Wells Fargo Bank.
Uh-huh.
I've been paying on them for years. This is my second. Well, it used to be, what else? It was called something else. Wells Fargo just bought them.
Was it Stearns Bank? Were you with before?
I don't know if it was Stearns. It was for the life of me, I can't think of it. But Wells Fargo just bought them out. But I was with that. I've already paid one Bobcat off, and they approved me for over $200,000. I went and bought my wife a Range Rover, and it's funny, man, whenever I go there, I'm not a Range Rover type of fella. You know, heard my wife had a BMW. I go there. I intentionally go there dressed down, and half the time I like to go after I've been working all day. And
yeah.
It's funny to watch these people because when they walk in, they look down at you with their nose, and they're like, he's not there, just wasting my time. And my wife, we've been in this house here cleaning stuff up, so we looked atrocious. We walked in there. I was like, yeah, she showed it. And I said, well, get that one. And the lady just looked at me, kind of, yeah, okay. Look, she ran my credit, and she saw our tax returns on. She said, how many would you like, Mr. Allen? people trip me out. I make more money in doctors and lawyers, man. I mean, shit.
There you go, man.
Construction's the way to go, man.
That's what I've been hearing.
Being a doctor or lawyer.
That's what I keep hearing.
That's Be an engineer. That's where the money's at.
Yeah, I got a bunch of buddies in the industry right now doing that, and they just keep bragging to me how much
nobody
money.
Wants to work. Nobody wants to work. Everybody wants to sit in the AC and punch keyboards, which I got three or four IT degrees, so, I mean, I can't say nothing. I do like being able to go to work and actually do that, but then whenever I get out of there, I feel so – it's like dirty energy. You know,
yeah.
It's like I've been sitting there, my mind's all racing. It's kind of like static on a television set is the way I feel. And then whenever I get out, man, I'm charged. I want to go do something. I want to go grind a stump. I want to cut a tree down. And I do this in the afternoons and the weekends. And
yeah.
It's kind of my hobby, too. So, I mean, it's all good. I might as well have a hobby that makes money instead of spends it.
Well,
right?
Yeah. When your hobby is paying you the way that it sounds like it is, that's not the worst hobby I have, that's for sure.
Yes. Yes, sir. I mean, I don't mind if you want to pre-approve me or whatever you got to do, man. I'm going to need it. I know for sure the Bobcat's toast. The Bobcat, I say everything I got's toast.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go back and I want to get me a grinder on tracks. And I want to see, I got to see what I just got to sit down and figure out what I want to do. I'm going to structure things just a little bit differently to try to make it a little more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
I think this last time, whenever I bought equipment, I got hog. They kept telling me, yeah. So I kept telling them, load it on the damn trailer.
Yeah.
And I want to look around. Like, we got this bumper pool man lift that is super cool, but man, when you get about 60 feet, that thing just weight. And even my guys that are experienced tree climbers are like, man, that thing there, you almost have to do a little dance up there. I said, yeah, but shit, it's a 60-foot boom, man. I mean, it's better than having to climb it. They said, see, we'd rather climb it, Jack. Well, sometimes you got to have that, though, to get to it. So I just want to look around. I might get me one of these self-propelled 60-footers that are smaller. Mm-hmm. They make some of them. The spider lifts are too expensive. They're $100,000, but they've got some other stuff that goes up about 60 feet that's on a base, and actually you get on it and you drive it.
Oh, wow.
I was looking at the Genie, the GLB man lifts you see at United Rentals, but they're too heavy to come into a residential setting. Not to mention you got to have a friggin' 40-foot trailer, man.
Yeah.
I mean, my God. I mean, shit, some jobs you'd have to park down the road and drive it to the job, you know?
Yeah.
It's that big.
And, I got gotcha.
So, but yeah, man, I give you guys a shot. Like I said, Wells Fargo right now, I'm paying $2,100. They did a blended note. So
okay.
It's two. I had to bring some equipment back because they said it would do something that it actually didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, they had to work it out, but they ended up having to knock that off. And whenever I got the stubborn grinder, they dropped it back on there.
I got
and,
you.
So one note's like $2,000. The other one's like $1,100. And then the man lift is $684. And all of that'll be taken off. All of that'll be taken off hopefully here soon. I know something this week. The man came on Friday and he said he'd have something for me this week. So I don't know if you want to touch bases with me on Friday. Make sure they've got to. I mean, it's sewer water that hit all this stuff. I don't see where they can say, no, we're just going to clean it up, because everybody else says if it's sewer water, then they can't even resell it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's nothing you can do with that. Yeah, I can maybe try and touch base with you there Friday. Like I did say before, actually, I don't know if I mentioned it, but once you say you go through the application process, the only thing that we do look at is it's a one-page app that you have to fill out, very just basic information, your most recent tax return, and then it's 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once we receive that, I can get it over to underwriting, and in about 24 hours, get you answers on what programs and rates you're going to qualify for. And once you're approved, you're in the system for 90 days. So you don't have to take the offer right then and there. If you kind of wanted to just see what you're working with, if you're going to be making these purchases here throughout the next month or two, it might be some good purchasing power for you to have in the back pocket, just so you kind of know what you're working with, especially since come September, our bank and every other bank is going to be getting 5 times as busier. So you just being in the system and already approved is going to have you way ahead of the game.
Okay. Well, that sounds good, man. Well, just touch bases with me on Friday then.
Yeah. What's a good email there for you, Jack, just so I can send you the information here, just so you got it on file.
Yeah, it's Jack, J-A-C-K, E-A-L-L-E-N-J-R
@gmail.com. Okay. Let me get that first part again. I've got Jack E. L. Jr. Was that right?
Jack E. Allen Jr. J. A. C. K.
Allen Jr.
The letter
okay.
E. A. L. L. E. N. J. R. @gmail.com.
Perfect. I'll shoot that email over. It's just going to summarize the offer we had extended to you, and then below will just be the short list of what we would need to get the approval process going. If you do have any questions or anything like that, feel free to reach out. Otherwise, we'll touch base here Friday, see how that appraisal goes there for you, and if we get the ball rolling then, we'll go from there.
All right. Well, sounds good, my friend. Thank you, buddy.
All right, Jack. Enjoy the rest of your week.
All right. You too, bud. Bye.
Bye.